All right. So when you step away from the 3D for a season, for a while, for 13 years, you're in it, but not of it. And then you try to go, then somebody says, come back to 3D, come back to 3D. And you're like, are you sure? Are you sure? Do you even know what you're talking about? They don't say those words. They say something like, they're pretty much saying, come back and be entangled into my drama. And you're thinking that they know what you're thinking that they are at the same understanding as you, but they're really saying, please be entangled in my drama. Please step into my drama world, my drama reality. And you're like, well, let's try the spirits here. Let's see. And it only takes about two days, and you're like, I don't like this. I don't like this. I'm going back to my peace and my freedom. And sure enough, the drama that you saw tries to be thrown onto you, you know. And then when you finally just say, this ain't gonna happen, it's a process, you know. And so everything down here is a process, because it's all a birthing, right? It's a birthing. So when you're discovering something, when you uncover, or just you're trying to do a discovery, right? In the law system, depending what kind of case it is, they do a process of discovery, right? And so that's pretty much what you're doing when you're trying a spirit, you know. Try the spirits, the Bible says. The Bible tells you to try the spirits. And anybody who tries to get you to avoid trying the spirits, if they don't want you to try the spirits, there's a reason they don't want you to try the spirits, because they're up to something. They don't want to be found out. They don't want to change. They don't want to be rebuked. They want to do their own thing, right? I hate to tell you, but we're in a system that supports narcissism and is trying to build up narcissism. And everything that some of these narcissists have sold out their soul for, they sold their soul for money and image and outward show, but they're actually trying to project it onto you. When you call them out, they project it onto you. This false projection and this no accountability stuff. Yeah, you graduated from that 30 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You see that on the job. You actually see people on the job that don't want to be held accountable, you know. Everybody's held accountable. Everybody's held accountable by somebody or some spiritual principle or some archetypical principle or whatever. Everybody's held accountable. And those who try to run from it are actually destroying themselves. They're destroying themselves. God will use situations and people and jobs and health issues and just issues in general to yank a knot in people. But a lot of people are so so hard-hearted they don't wake up, you know. Until a person gets born again, really born again. The very things that they're doing towards you, they're doing towards God, actually. Until a person gets born again, they're stuck in a loop. Like, if they're argumentative with you, it's because they're argumentative with God. They're under conviction, but they're arguing with everybody else. Think about that. When you step in the spirit mind, the 5D mind, and you see things from the outside in, and you understand, like, if you wash your clothes, it's because you're being washed. If you're anything you're doing in the natural is being done to you, because man can't think outside of what's being done to him, you know. If there's seasons, then somebody says, well, wait a minute, if there's hot and cold seasons, I should be able to make an air conditioning unit that heats and cools. So even an air conditioning unit is based off the system that we live in. Everything that man invents has already been invented. And it's actually a model of the universe, things in the universe. Electricity, they saw lightning. Well, what's electricity? I should be able to, if I see electricity, I should be able to harness that. If I see hot and cold seasons, I should be able to harness that. Anything that they saw, the inventors that invented some of this big stuff, anything that they saw it in a universal principle. Like investing. You put one watermelon seed in, you get a watermelon. What happens? That watermelon produces 100 watermelons. You put that in the ground, you get 100 watermelons. What happens? You put those in the ground, you get 1,000 watermelons, on and on and on and on. So the patterns of the universe are what gives man the ability to invent. I saw some ants teleport. One time I was spraying a bunch of ants off with a water hose on the job, and I actually saw an ant teleport. I said, did that ant just teleport? Did those ants teleport? And so it happened so fast, though, you'd have to have a camera to see it to make sure. But I believe that it's possible to teleport, but it's already in nature somewhere, you know. They're spiritual principles. Not only are they physical, but they're spiritual principles that are happening all over the place. Like right now, I got this Publix truck going down the highway, and I just keep seeing it. No matter, it's almost every time I go down the highway, I see a Publix truck, and I'm not even near their main distribution. Where shopping is a pleasure. So when you apply certain biblical principles, which are spiritual, you actually supernaturally escape many traps. Many, many traps. And the flesh creatures, or the 3D creatures, they're so stuck in that trap, and they don't understand how you escape it and how you overcome it. And so they're trying to vampire attach or vampire off of you, but they're trying to attach and vampire off of you based on the dark side principles, and you just keep wiggling free, and eventually they have to show their hand, you know, just like in poker, show your hand at the end of the, show your hand, and they show their hand at the end of the, they have to show their hand. And so you look back and you say, oh, that was the game. Oh, that was the trick. Oh, that was the motive. Oh, that was the lie. Because they have to show their hand. Like, you throw it all in, right? Playing poker. And then it becomes like a stalemate. Show your hand. Everybody has to show their hand. And you come to find out they were bluffing. They were bluffing. Whether it's poker, whether it's a job, whether it's washing your clothes, everything that you do in this life has a deeper spiritual, allegorical teaching lesson. So if you watch people playing poker, if you just sit back and watch them play, you're going to learn how this thing works down here when it comes to a lot of times with these 3D creatures. And even the 3D relationships, because they're playing poker to see if they can get power, control. They live for power and control. And when you're dealing with a three-dimensional creature that has not received the spirit, they are so obviously showing their hand during the whole process. They might not throw the whole hand down, but you can see little bleeps on the screen, stuff they say, and body language, and it's like, oh, I know what I'm dealing with.
Hi, what's the McDonald's app today?
It gets old dealing with these people, so then you just say, hey, I'm gonna do my own thing, mind my own business, create my own business, do my own thing, and just get away from them. And the system don't like it, so the system's going to create some major psyops to try to get in the door and mess with you and take away your peace. And the story keeps repeating. I've seen it 1,000 times. You just don't know. The story just keeps repeating, and it looks like the same. It's a different person, but it's the same person. It's weird. Each thief is a different person, but they're the same person. Each drama queen is a different person, but they're really the same person because it's the same spirit. Each liar is a different person, but they're the same person. Each restaurant is a different restaurant, but it's the same restaurant because it follows the same rules of engagement. Matter of fact, I might apply to be a health inspector. Because it's all the same. Building inspectors, health inspectors, they see different businesses, but they see the same business. It's the same process, no matter where you go. You see one nurse, you've seen them all. They might be different people, but they're the same trade. I went to the doctor, and that one practitioner nurse was no different than the other nurse. And when you get to this understanding, it's kind of scary because you already know what they're going to say, and it's a temptation to manipulate people, and you don't want to manipulate people, but you've been through so much that you already know what's coming next, what's coming down the pike next. They think they have a new game, but they don't. Like if you see one narcissist, you've seen them all. If you've seen one con artist, you've seen them all. If you've seen one family dynamic, you've seen them all. And they think they hide. They think there's something new, but they're just following a process because they're in the 3D mindset. They can't rise above it. So when you step into a 5D mindset, you can actually look at your out, look at yourself from the outside in, and you can overcome. And if you have strongholds, you're going to have to pray and fast to break them. If you can see your own strongholds, praise God, hallelujah, because then you can break them. If somebody on the outside in can see a stronghold, and they're telling you, praise God. But every man, I had an uncle, he's dead now, I'm pretty sure. You know, I was like 18 or something. He had been married once or twice. I'm not saying I agree with the way he said this, but don't take it wrong. But talking about something about marriage, and he said, well, the thing about women, you put them all in the same boat and you turn the boat over, they all fall at the same time. They all fall in at the same time. What he was saying is, men will say all women end up, they're the same. And I'm sure the women say that about men. And so why is that? Why do you see the same dynamic in so many situations, no matter across all societies? Because you see the same process, different societies and cultures, you know. I had a worker work for me in China. She was just like, after you talk to her for 5 years, she's just like any American woman. They've been brainwashed with socialism. They think if capitalism was so bad, why was she working for me making money on capitalism? But see, my point is, people have this hypocrisy that they don't even know is in them. Why are you attacking capitalism and saying socialism is the way to go, but you're still using capitalism to make money? It's just not it's not in the human nature to see their own contradictions, it looks like, unless God shows or rebukes a person. Most of the time, people don't wake up to their own hypocrisy. Some people do it on purpose. They try to get over on you on purpose. I'm actually seeing a fractal so deep now that it boggles the mind. And so it comes down to this. It's all about giving out the gospel. Yeah, a person could emotionally tie down to one little small box with a bunch of in-laws, but you'd be fighting battles. You're fighting strong. When you have more than one person in the mix, you're fighting strongholds that they're so off the roof. I don't really know how a person could overcome it, because if there's more than one person in a dynamic, you've got all these people with all their weird insecurities and 3D imagination, vain imaginations, doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. I don't know how a pastor does it in a local church, because he's dealing with so many different false doctrines, just people walking in the church. They're doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. That brings confusion in every evil work, right? So you're almost like Paul ended up just being a tent maker. It's almost like you're fighting a battle that's just kind of closing you off, because only a few people's ready for the truth, the absolute truth.